Tina will come and share the scripture reading with us.
This is a reading from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Amen.
Jesus called Herod a fox. Herod was the king over that part of Israel at that time. Not the king. His father had been the Herod who tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby. This Herod had killed John the Baptist and was both intrigued but also a real threat to Jesus. So these Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away, Herod wants to kill you." It's not clear if the Pharisees' motivations were that they were supportive of Jesus, or were they simply hoping that this would be a way to silence Jesus by scaring him into hiding. But Jesus refused to be frightened. And he said, "You go tell that fox that I'm doing the work God has called me to do. I'm on my time frame, God's time frame, not Herod's time frame. And I will do what I'm called to do. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, the third day." And again, we hear those echoes, the third day, the day of resurrection, the day of hope. And yet, in finishing his work, he has to go to Jerusalem. Now let's just be clear and say that Jerusalem is where he's focused and where he will experience the attack, the full confrontation with the religious and political powers. But this is not an excuse for anti-Semitism, folks. We are all human beings, Jerusalem, who kill the prophets and refuse to see and turn to the work that God is trying to do in our world and in our lives over and over again. So, foxes. Herod probably would have liked it if Jesus had called him a lion, right? King David was the lion of Judah. Lions are powerful. Although the king of the jungle thing always seemed a bit much to me, considering that from what I've learned, it's the female lionesses who do most of the hunting. Just might note that. But a fox. We had interesting time in Bible study talking about this passage. What do we think about with foxes? They're sneaky, they're sly, they're opportunistic. In Southern lingo, they're varmints, right? A varmint. A bad critter, not something though that's gonna attack us as humans. No, they're gonna attack the weak things, the vulnerable, those that they can get advantage of. So whether it's a rat or a squirrel or a chicken or a duck, that's what foxes go after. Although they say a fox in a hen house, once they get some blood, can just go crazy and kill the whole flock. There's a lot of foxes in the world right now, aren't there? A lot of foxes preying on the vulnerable, lusting for blood, for power, to get to sneak and manipulate and find different ways to get at what they want, without directness, without honesty, without clear processes. And there's foxes in our personal lives, the things that eat at our hearts and minds in the middle of the night. There can be a lot of different ways foxes show up in our lives. Jesus said, Oh, you who kill the prophets and stone those whom God sends to you, how often have I wanted to gather you under my wings as a hen gathers her brood, but you were not willing. Can you feel his heart? This is the same heartfelt emotion when Jesus weeps over Jerusalem a little later in the story. You were not willing. God in Jesus never forces us, never coerces us, never manipulates us. God always offers love, protection, comfort, peace, and we are allowed to choose. Will we respond? What a beautiful, beautiful image. What does a hen do? What does a hen do when the fox comes? What does a hen do when a hawk flies over? She calls for her chicks and she tries to protect them. She gives her life, if she must, to try to protect her own. Years ago, I read a sermon by Barbara Brown Taylor. And when I read this passage, what always comes to me is her words. In the cosmic battle between good and evil, this is an exact quote, I'm just saying this is the thought. God bet the farm on the hen, not the fox. God chose the way of self-giving love. God chose the way of being willing to give up your life, give up Jesus, to give up his life for love of us, little chickens, scared, frightened, confused, scattered. And Jesus keeps trying to draw us close, give us the comfort and the strength and the clarity we need of how we are called to live our lives. And then we are invited to choose the way of the hen. Choose the way of love, the way of being part of a flock, a community, the way of nonviolence. I mean, a hen will peck you if you try to take them in the wrong way, but they're not out attacking anybody. Choosing the way of the hen. That is the choice we face again and again. And the scriptures, Jesus' words are clear. You can choose. Your house is left to you. If you choose evil, if you choose violence, if you choose the way of the fox, that's your choice. You're going to live with the consequences of that. But we cannot see him, we cannot see love, we cannot know divine goodness until we are able to embrace and say, blessed is the one, this one, Jesus the Christ, this one who came, who comes again and again to show us the way of love, to show us the heart of God. Who is always, right now, here for each of us. We are not alone. We are always able to be held, to be strengthened, to be comforted, to be given peace, and to be given, as I said to the kids, God will show us the ways to make our light shine, to be who we are, in the world, and no one can take that away from us. May we be able to live into this love without fear, knowing that we are held and guided, and the light of God is in us and shines out from us every moment of our lives. Amen.